How did you learn these songs? Just by repetition with the fiddlers that you played with?
Mostly, yeah. Yeah. After you play enough of them, music is made up of a lot of cliches. There's a lot of cliches in music, and a particular style will have particular little cliches that tend to happen. And you can kind of string those together. At least that's kind of the way I've organized it. The first thing I usually do if I learn a piece is get the chord progression down, you know, so I know where it's going to change. And then I start picking out the melody.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever write these things down, or just you try to learn them by ear?
I wrote these down that we just did here, but other than that, I've written a few down that I, you know, wanted to do.
You learned a lot of these from a man that you played with for years and years, Wendy Whitford.
Yeah.
Can you just talk a little bit about how Wendy learned them and how he passed them on to you?
Well, I'm sure that he, played along with some of these old fiddlers that were old when he was young, like he mentions Ryerson and Ole Guttrew and George Mattson and a whole bunch of people that I never knew, of course, but I've heard about them forever. And I'm sure he played with them. You know, they were playing at a house party. He probably sat down alongside them and watched their fingers and listened. And he did a remarkable job. He really plays like a Norwegian, I think. You know?
And he's not, no. What do you think happened to this fiddle tradition that kind of faded out?
Well,
and why?
I think when the hall dances started up, when the Six Fat Dutchmen and Frankie Yankovic and all these guys became popular, the cool thing was to go to those dances. Well, I can remember when I was a young guy, you know, in my teens yet in high school, you'd go to the dances. That's where the girls were, for one thing, and it was exciting. And this music was exciting. You had a 10-piece brass band up there, and they're putting out a lot of stuff. And they were good. You know, they did good stuff. I think the fiddle music couldn't compete with it on that level at that time.
Volume-wise,
and it wasn't considered cool. George just told me that when he was in high school, he was playing the fiddle, and...
This is George Gilbertson, who you played in the Goose Island Ramblers with.
He said some of his friends came up and said, "What do you want to play the fiddle for? You know, why don't you play guitar or play trumpet or something like that?" And he said, "Well, I like fiddle. So it wasn't real popular for a time in this part of the country, which is a shame because it's a real unique music and has a lot to offer.